Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday the 29th of May 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who are delighted to bring you this broadcast. Wherever you are in the eastern townships of Quebec or indeed beyond, we're delighted to have you join us. If you don't have a church connection of your own, we'd be delighted if you joined with us in person at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Or you can join us online through our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. In the way that some churches keep time throughout the year, this is Ascension Tide, the season of 10 days when we remember that Jesus, after his death and resurrection and appearing alive for 40 days to his disciples, went back to heaven. It's a peculiar time of year in the church because it is maybe the one Sunday of the year that we mark not God's presence, but God's absence. Not his being here, but rather his not being here. I had been preparing a reflection on that theme when I was overtaken by the news that 19 young children and two adults had died in a shooting at a primary school in South Texas. The gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School, which teaches children aged 7 to 10 years old, in the city of Uvalde before he himself was killed by law enforcement. I have no doubt someone somewhere is asking, where is God in this? Is God absent? Our first response is not to rationalise or theologise or philosophise, but to lament, to grieve and to sob, to hold a hand up and say, this hurts, this in a deep sense is wrong, this ought not to have happened, this was not the will of God.
I can walk on water, calm a restless sea. I've done a thousand things you've never done. And I'm weary watching while you struggle on your own. Call my name, I'll come. Lay down your burden. My child, my child. smile, my child. Lay down your burden, I will carry you. I will carry, carry my child, my child. I'll carry you, my child, my child.
First reading, words from the Old Testament, from the Book of Lamentations. I am a man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. Indeed, he has turned his hand against me again and again all day long. He has made my skin and my flesh grow old. He has broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He has made me dwell in darkness like those long dead. He has walled me in so that I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains. Even when I call out or cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked. And so I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped from the Lord. Let's turn to God in prayer, remembering those children and families touched by the Uvalde shootings. God our Father, whose beloved Son took children into his arms and blessed them, give us grace to entrust your beloved children of Uvalde to your everlasting care and love, and bring them fully into your heavenly kingdom. Pour out your grace and loving kindness on all who grieve. Surround them with your love and restore their trust in your goodness. We lift up to you our weary, wounded souls and ask you to send your Holy Spirit to take away the anger and violence that infects our hearts and make us instruments of your peace and children of the light. In the name of Christ, who is our hope, we pray. Amen. A second short reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, at verse 50, a narrative of the ascension of Jesus. When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. And then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Amen.
Shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock, in whom I trust. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath best of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand, and hold you in the palm of my hand.
In recent weeks, a number of senior folks who were once connected to each other in and through the staff team at Alexander Galt High School have passed away. People who were colleagues who have been left behind find that their world has got smaller, less warm, less familiar, a little colder, we may say. And we offer our sympathy and prayers to all who are bereaved in these days. C.S. Lewis, in his book A Grief Observed, said that he never knew that grief, and for him it was the grief of losing his wife, he never knew that it would feel so much like fear, a dread of the future, now that the one who was a fixed point in life has gone away. That's just one of the reactions we can have to grief. The death of someone close to us is the most devastating of experiences. People describe it as being cut in two or losing a part of themselves. Though at first you might feel like you're in shock. You might feel numb or carry on as if nothing has happened. You may feel disorientated as if you've lost your place in the world. All these feelings are normal. And it's normal too to feel angry when someone dies. Death can seem cruel and unfair, especially when you feel that someone has died too young, or if you had plans for the future together. A senator in the United States wrote of the Uvalde shootings, "My heart goes out to those in hospital receiving care and to the loved ones of those who've lost their lives. As a parent, I cannot imagine the pain that they must be feeling." As I said, this Sunday comes in the midst of Ascension Tide. You would think that the disciples of Jesus would be distraught. The one who had shaped their lives for the past 3 years, the one for whom they had left everything to follow, the one who healed diseases, cast out demons, brought back sight and made the lame walk, this Jesus was going away, and going away for good. The Jesus they had shared meals with, who walked country roads with, whom they laughed and cried with, and at the last watched him die and joyfully witnessed his resurrection, this Jesus was going away. Were they not distraught? Were they not overwhelmed? They had watched their Lord done to a cruel death but gloriously resurrected, and now he was going away again. What was going to happen to them? Yet this is not the disciples' reaction to Jesus going away. The passage in Luke tells us that they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Great joy? These people who would never see their Lord in that way again, great joy, how could they be joyful in their loss and grief? Where did they find hope? Where can we find hope? There are a multitude of responses that we can take, not one of which involves denying the reality of the loss and the hurt and the pain. It is not a healthy faith to simply carry on, immune to the sorrow and indifferent to the suffering we experience. Here's the thing I bring you today. Their joy, the disciples' joy, was for where Jesus was going, not that he was leaving. It was the best news for them that he was leaving, for Jesus was going back into the heart of God. At the beginning of Luke's Gospel, we have the Christmas story, the story of how the eternal and invisible and spiritual God became mortal and visible and physical in Jesus. Christmas brought the presence of God to earth. All the being of our God was caught into the humanity of Jesus. At Ascension Tide, all our humanity was caught up into the deity, the divinity of Jesus as God. Ascension tide is Jesus returning to the Father, where all his human experience is carried up to heaven. All that Jesus went through in his human experience, all the injustice, all the pain, all the sorrow, is carried into the being of God. This is our comfort, that when awful, dreadful things happen, as they do for reasons that can be beyond our knowing and our understanding or explaining, then sitting in heaven is one who understands us so completely. Jesus, as our great high priest in heaven, is the basis and the ground of the assurance that our prayers are received and that he will give mercy and grace in our times of trial and failure. Jeremiah in the book of Lamentation said, "Even when I cry out for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked." The voice of the New Testament says to Jeremiah and to us, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Last week in church we sang the hymn, which included the words, "Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified." Jesus always prays for us, and he takes our prayers and he offers them to the Father in his own name and merit. As another paraphrase says of the letter to the Hebrews, "Our fellow sufferer yet retains a fellow feeling for our pains, and still remembers in the skies his tears, his agonies and cries. In every pang that rends the heart, the man of sorrows has a part. He sympathizes with our grief, and to the sufferer sends relief. With boldness, therefore, at the throne, let us make all our sorrows known, and ask the aid of heavenly power to help us in this evil hour."
I see all I have need. and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessing. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided, great is
Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for you have called us to a rich hope and a glorious inheritance amongst the saints. You formed a people for yourself, and through Moses and the prophets you spoke to them of the Christ who fills all in all. And as it was written, Jesus suffered and was killed, but you raised him from the dead, and he walked again with his chosen ones, speaking to them of your glorious kingdom. You carried him into heaven on the clouds and made him head over all things for the church, seating him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only this age, but also in the age to come. Lord, we await that time and long for its appearing, for we do not yet see everything under your feet, but we do see Jesus. Give us courage, restore our hope, our heart, our sense of the possibility of holiness in your creation. Surround those who've experienced the horror of gun violence anywhere, Lord, everywhere. And Lord, under the shelter of your wings, with the balm of your spirit, fill us, your wounded, willing people, with the expectation of the coming of the Prince of Peace, the hope that we might become the womb of justice and mercy, and the willingness to bear the Christ light, even in these days of night and shadow. You do not delight in wickedness, O God, so enfold us with your compassion, uphold us with your love, and keep us and all who suffer in your sight. Grace us, O God, heal and embrace us, and lead us from this darkness into your everlasting light, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
This day on, his helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be death, more talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to Him each day to Him, and He'll hear the words that I say.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.